Blog Talk Radio.
This is the first that the Lord has made. And yes, we are going to rejoice and be glad. We just welcome you today. We welcome you to the Keeping It Real with the Rileys broadcast. This has been a wonderful day. And we've had a beautiful, blessed 3-day weekend. 3-day weekend has been good. I mean, it's been really good. You know, just looking back over the weekend, and I spent the week with my daughter and grandson, and it was just wonderful. So, got back home Sunday and just got a chance just to be with family. But you know, in being with family, gives you appreciation. You know. And before we go into that, we're going to go into a word of prayer. Father God, we just thank you. We thank you for this beautiful, blessed day, Lord. This is the day that you have made, Lord. We have rejoiced. We thank you in the night. Let me just something crazy. We thank you that you be able to be your very best, Lord. Thank you. Jesus, for your people. Now, we ask you that you just bless the people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. But you know, just have a family and make an appreciation thing. So, look at our other family. And not just the shortcomings. We all have shortcomings. But I'm going to pose a question to you today. But you know, this is a thing that we've been talking about. And the question is, what do you do? Family members who need help and think that they have nothing wrong with themselves. Now, if you would like to weigh in on that question, you can call us at 657-383-1366. Again, that number is 657-383-1366. If you want to read in your question, what do you do when you have family members who need help and they think there's nothing wrong with themselves? You know, and I posed that question because I'm able to be around people that I see. And that God opened my eyes and there's issues going on and things that they need to be dealt with. Now, we all have shortcomings, but sometimes I have come to realize that family members often get hindered because family is afraid to reach out and help. Family members are afraid to tell them what's real. Family members are afraid to address the issues, especially issues are mental and emotional. And let me tell you, may have some mental issues. If we didn't have some mental and emotional issues, we wouldn't be so disobedient to Jesus. We're going to talk about the mental and emotional side of it that needs medication. And, yes, God loves, and, He loves us. He left us before He cleaned us up. And yes, it says in the Bible, Psalms 34:19, that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. There is deliverance. You can have deliverance through Jesus, and you can have deliverance through the master. Sometimes it's hard to help one that don't think they have a problem. And when you address it, you say, ain't nothing wrong with me. You don't want to take a lot of medicine. Then what do you think? We've done it quite, God has faced in our lives over the last 28 years that we've been able to help. And it's been such a blessing. Some have been alive and yes, say, I need help. While others, I don't care what you say, I don't care what the doctor say. They will tell you, they don't need no help. Yes, there were other ones that would just tell you straight up, I know I need it, but I ain't ready for it. I ain't ready to stop doing what I do. I like being the way I am.
That's the only way to know. It's not going to change. It's not like that. It's not like that. It's not like that. It's not like it didn't fit you anymore. But it just went. You know, I that's the one. Yeah. It didn't. It got sick of a spot. You can see it. This is it. I have a problem.
You hear it?
I had people that were on me with those issues. And I have a job called Coach Wellman. And I would have, like, maybe 3 or 4 days coming in, working 3 or 4 hours a day. Some of them, they had to have a course. They could teach them, and they went down on the back of my foot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of them was a little bit bold. They could clean the bathroom, but they had to have a course. You know, and then, you know. But the thing I like about them is they don't want to work.
Yeah. You still want to be independent,
but they knew they had to have that experience.
Hmm. And don't get us wrong. We're not judging here. We just want to bring this topic to light because there's a lot of people out here. There's a lot of hurting families out here that don't know how to deal with this. Now, we're not talking about those people that are looking for afflictions for their families to have so they can get it. No, we're talking about real issues here. We're talking about real people. And know that the enemy comes but to steal, kill, and destroy. And when you have people that have emotional and mental issues in it, a lot of it's a friend of the enemy. A lot of it. And so, you know, one of the things we have to do is pray for our family. That's the first thing, is pray for the family would be to when we pray, you know, we need to be praying for deliverance and direction. Then we need to get medical advice. And no matter what the medical doctors say, you have to remember that Jesus is the ultimate doctor. Sometimes Jesus want us just to go and get our lungs examined, get them choked out so that Jesus can do the work. So don't allow the devil to deceive you by telling you and your loved ones who they are. There are rams and manifestations that God will only take you into when you come to the knowledge of who you are in Him. And so you are not who the devil says you are. You are who God says you are. So the devil want to keep your mind, your loved one's mind, confused and messed up so that you don't know who you are in God.
Mm. You must know this. But God don't make no mistakes. God don't make no mistakes. You know.
Mm-hmm.
God put us all here. And most of the people that are home, I don't know what they would do to watch them back. in them. They all this book. And by them being forgiven and going home, and people be free.
Yeah. You know,
it's a big deal that we take into the future if you don't know. Don't like effort. I say you better stop. And take a good look at yourself. But God don't know that.
Yeah, I know we had a lesson a while back in Facebook that had a semester in a foul mind. And when I think about that, I think about the fact that in Luke 8:35, it says that then they see what was done, and came to Jesus and found the man out of whom the devils were departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. You know, they were afraid because they didn't know how to deal with that, because they were so used to seeing a lunatic. That when Jesus heals them and called out those demons, and he was in his right mind then. They know how to do it because they know that to be done. They don't know if there's a way to stay. They think that they see the mental illnesses or disorders, like some like to call them now, that's going on. And we don't want to put the faith in Jesus. The domestic. And a mental disorder is a mental disorder. Yeah, it's bipolar, schizophrenic, yeah, it's depression. It doesn't matter what it is. It's just, you know, that's not even a mental disorder along with a physical disorder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of them come back to the mom. And you know, we talked about that mindset.
Everything we do, that mindset, really shows almost God is giving it to us more.
We both Riley and myself, we see a mental phase, a mental disorder phase with depression. You know, losing myself, hurt myself, and couldn't walk and couldn't, you know, I was depressed for a long time. You know, I got electrocuted. He was depressed for a long time. But you know, one thing that we learned through it is that it's funny how whether it's depression or bipolar, a lot of times that's same medication. Why loved ones with bipolar been treated with Zoloft, which is used to treat depression? Couldn't understand it. Couldn't understand. And you know, we started learning about the different levels of medical, as if they're medical mental disorders. You know, bipolar, manic, bipolar, you know, manic, schizophrenia, definitely, you know, and mom, they come home one day, today. I'm sitting there at the doctor's office, and I'm looking at all these people that's coming in here, so I'm tired of my friends. And come here to get that, as people call it, be cool medicine. That's how you deal with it when you really don't want to help that you have some issues. This is my be cool medicine. yourself. But all these folks coming in here, doctors and lawyers and teachers, that you wouldn't even know that these folks have those types of problems, and they're Medicaid. You know, attention deficit, you know, the obsessive, compulsive disorder, you know, OCD, so many others, you know, and all our children are being labeled. Well, that deal enough, you know, and because they're not active enough, so, you know, they get labeled with attention deficit or ADHD. And the thing is this, I think what people see from when we were younger, we played. We went outside and we played. We played. You know, those of us that couldn't afford a baseball bat, a batting box, we knew how to get a stick. You know? And you didn't have football, but had to keep ball tight. We may do whatever it was that we needed. You know, put the rocks on the ground and race, you know. But this generation, you know, what shall I say, that 30-plus generation, they came up, the 30 and under generation, they came up with computers. You know, we were just coming in at 25 years old. And, you know, for the last 20-plus years, they've been on computers. Before the computer, was the Atari system. And so instead of going outside less and less, when you're not active, your mind is not active. A mind is a terrible thing to waste.
parent coming to a school, normally the class is on their best behavior. Not today's children. I went to the school. My master taught me jumping up and down, disturbing all the kids, you know, touching the kids, needed to shop at Simple 20 times, and just doing stuff. And how was I today? One thing for sure, he ain't pretending. The same way he acted at home, he acted in school. But you know, it wasn't, medicine wasn't a solution for him. Getting him involved, getting him active into sports was a calmer for him. He didn't come all the way down, but it made a difference. And sometimes it's about refocusing the mind. This does not apply to everybody because some medical disorders are more extreme than others. So, you know, but it worked for him. But if you have a loved one that you feel has a disorder or they need some help, we encourage you to seek help. But first, to seek help with the Lord. And then to seek medical help. You know, the killings that's going on, you know, it's a mental state. A mental problem to strap a bomb onto you and go blow up 100 people. Push yourself. You have to have a mental disorder going on to become so outraged that somebody talked about you, so because they talked about you and because they didn't let you to the quick, you will go shoot up everybody at school. You have to have a mental disorder to go and shoot up a nightclub. I don't care if it's gay or straight. We all have a right to life. But somewhere, somebody dropped the ball on mental health with that individual. Either they dropped the ball or either they never even picked the ball up to even try to get that person some help. You know, it happens a lot because, you know, we had a beautiful person that, yes, he has some issues, but parents wasn't trying to address those issues. And it ruined that young man's life because now that young man has been there. He has to spend about 15, 20 years in jail, huh? Over something that 9 times out of 10 could have been prevented if his mother and father and parents had not dropped the ball. You knew he had medical issues and mental disorders, but you didn't want to address them, so you tried to push them off on someone else. Now, it starts at home. It starts with you. And just because a person is grown, just because a person look like they're okay, don't make them okay. You know, some people can come from here, some grown-ups can come from here, go into stores, come back, drive to stores, drive back, because they can get their mind focused on that one thing. Overwhelmed, and they have to focus on several other things. Some folks that can remember that time. And they can only do one thing only. We know, loved ones, that can only do what you tell them to do. And as Christians, we don't want to fall under the witchcraft, so we don't want to control nobody. But when you have a loved one that's ill, then it's not control. If you have a loved one that 30, 40, 50, but thinks like a 10-year-old, then it's not control. You know, it's about their safety and the safety of others. And that's when you truly need to tap into the spirit. They've never before used the spirit of discernment. You need to be asking God for the spirit of discernment for yourself and to assist your loved one. Remember that if your loved one needs help and you do not help them, and you drop the ball because you feel like it's not your problem, and then that loved one goes out and truly hurts someone or themselves, you know, you're just as guilty because it's something that you could have done and you chose not to be part of the solution. And if you're not part of the solution, then you are truly part of the problem. That's what it says. Be the demon. That's what we are.
You know, you speak into a lie.
You know, I'm feeling like this. That's what makes crazy as hell. I ain't got time to be bothered. You know, they're crazy as hell. You know what? We will keep this real. But you know what? You wouldn't say they're crazy as hell. That makes you guilty as hell for not trying to get them some help. How about that?
It's kind of nice to meet.
Reach out. Have to love one. We want to be still more of this. Because it's just a lot of hurting folk out there. And we see it every day. But, you know, and I just have to ask God, Lord, why did you put these folks in my life? And I used to ask God, Lord, why do you keep surrounding me with crazy people? I don't ask him that no more. So the question is, what is crazy? Crazy is when we don't conform to this world, in my book. Crazy is when you don't fit in with what society says. Crazy is when you keep doing the same thing over and over and over, expecting a different result. And when we take our loved ones and we know they have some issues and keep not doing anything but expecting a change, then that makes us the crazy ones. But if you want some change, then you got to do something. We love you, and we pray that this has helped someone. If you need prayer, you can always call my friend line at 662-388-0644. Prayer line is 0388-0644. And if you don't know, pray for yourself. know, he's going to have to do waiting. He's a gentleman. He will not kick that door down. You have to open that door and let him do it. And he will forgive you. If you know that you have some mental issues and you don't love him anymore, you can cast it onto Jesus. He will carry that love for you. All you got to do is invite him in. Take his service up. Father God, we believe that Jesus came down from heaven. We confess with our mouth that he is our Lord and Savior. He died on the cross and was rose, and he arose again the third day. And he arose with all power in his head. Come into my life and take me over. Make me a new person. I cast my cares upon you. Lord, I just believe in myself that you're able to be all that the Bible says. Come in here and forgive me of my sins. I thank you. Amen. And in this time, have a blessed day.